Hey, look who it is.
Hey!
Let's go that way today.
Huh?
What were you drinking?
A little Tennessee water.
Tennessee, dirty brown water?
Yeah, they need to clean it up a bit.
It's good for the heart.
It is good for the heart. It is good for the heart. Good for the stress levels because it just helps you pass out and sleep it off.
That's good, too. Have you heard... Welcome into the Chop and Beef Show, season number 6, episode number 2. JJ and I are here tonight. Lox is out doing something with his arm. I'm not sure what exactly.
Are they trying to stretch it out to make sure it works a little bit more mobile?
Yeah, he's doing something right. With his arms or something. Maybe he's prepping for Valentine's Day. I don't know what the guy's doing, to be honest.
Him and the arm are getting ready for Valentine's Day.
But he's not here tonight. JJ's here. I'm here. What were we just talking about when we came on? We just had something, and I before I had to do the intros and the welcomes, and we were talking about something. This is where my mind is going.
Hypocrisy?
JJ. When we came on, we were talking about something, and I had a good little piece of something, and then I forget.
Lisa Ann?
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll look her up. Hold on. Give me
what's going on? What's going on in Tampa?
Oh, man, just the usual. I did have some Tampa news, and I just can't remember right now. I'm just literally brain farting on what the news was in Tampa.
I swear, like we were talking when we came in. When this is a great start to the show. We need Lox here for this reason. But we were talking right when we came in. Wherever we went live, we were talking, and I had something profound, and then I had to go off and be long-winded about stuff that doesn't matter.
You feeling strokey?
I think so.
I'm feeling awful strokey lately. I don't know what the hell's going on.
My brain just stopped working. But anyway, I started doing the...
Yeah, but you're a parent of a young kid. That's half reason to do it.
Eddie Lockett checks in.
Oh, Eddie Lockett might be putting us back on the rails. Was it baseball preview?
It's coming. It's that February doldrums right now for baseball fans like JJ and I. So I'd say probably a week or two. A week or two away from the baseball preview.
Yeah,
We're not there yet. Still really researching again. My claim to fame is bullpen coaches. We got to look up bullpen coaches,
infield coaches, and see how that equates to better players on the field. Yeah, that's big stuff, you know.
And we got to see when the old Rai will come back and kind of give us some. He's really the brains behind the baseball preview situation.
And he is excited about his Guardians. Big time excited.
Rai?
Yeah. Not Rai. Zach Lox.
Yeah.
Rai, who gives a crap?
Rai might come on just so he can derail the show with his actual knowledge of baseball.
He actually derailed my day today.
Rai did?
Yeah.
Was he on Facebook?
He argues like a broad and won't shut up. It's like, God damn it. We're actually having an argument about a dead character from Game of Thrones. It's like, he's dead. He was dead. They brought him back to life because of some asshole wizard. He didn't breathe. He didn't bleed. Oh, but he was alive. He's walking around. I'm like, God damn it. You win. I give up. You win.
I'll take shows that the beef doesn't watch for 500, please, Alex.
Yeah, I understand. I understand, but Game of Thrones was a classic, man.
I heard that. I have some buddies that are
a lot of good nudity too.
They're watching that heroin show or that meth show.
The what show?
The one with Will Walker, Will White, or Will whatever his name is, Warren White or Walker
Will
White.
Ferrell.
No, the guy that makes meth in his trailer or something.
Oh, Breaking Bad! I heard that's
Breaking
good.
Bad. Yeah, I haven't watched that either.
So I got to.
Except if you can get past the first episode, that you can watch the whole show in like a day. Mm-hmm. I didn't get past the first episode.
Good job. That's staying with it. That's commitment.
Speaking of staying with it and commitment, you know what I started the other day? It's 2 weeks. I may have told you. I don't know.
A diet?
Not really. But I started, remember, I don't know if you remember this, but back in the Tampa days, there was a little girl that was English, and she got me into running. And we started doing this couch to 5K thing, or I started doing this couch to 5K thing, and it worked. Bill Long checks in, started your period. No, that's a question mark at the end of there. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
What kind of question's that?
My wife checks in this evening and shows me a picture of my son. He's about 50 feet away. He's dead asleep on
the couch. He's comatose. Big day today for the Rai-Rai.
It was. It was a big day for my Rai-Rai, not the
Rai-Rai. Yes, not the Rai-Rai we know and don't care about.
Good to see Bill Long, though. It is good to see him. It's hard to see him.
Yeah, because you got to look down. It's tough.
Yeah, he's very short. For a guy that's 6'3", I mean, you know, you have to really bend and stuff. And, you know, at my bigger weight, I can't really bend anymore.
I'm 6 foot, and he's still not allowed in a lot of amusement park rides.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad. It's sad.
I heard he brings, like, a picture of himself on next to one of those things that has the arm that says, are you this tall? So they can show them that there is a ride out there that he can actually ride. But James Joyce, the bar in Tampa, has midget tossing. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they don't anymore. They got a little bit politically conscious, you know.
They got in trouble for it?
No, not really trouble, but I think enough people complained enough saying, oh, that's not really nice, and, you know, everyone kind of, you know, whatever.
They were paying the guys.
They were. I mean, you know, you got to pay those circus freaks a lot. You know?
I wondered why Bill left Tampa. Now I know.
Yeah, he was forced out.
That's Bill Long checks in and says, can you look down and see your shoes, Beefies? I can, but I have to lean, and I go to the chiropractor to help my back now. So, you know, it is. It's 45. You know what it's like at 45.
Yeah, Bill's a classic that we just don't ever want to come back as a fad.
No, I was thinking about it the other day. I'll never see that guy again. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, I know. He was just in Florida a couple weeks ago. He never came by. I said hello. Nothing.
We'll never see that guy again.
Are we grateful for that? I kind of am.
Bill Long checks in 45 and 4,500 pounds. Not really, but that was the point of my story. I'm already down 16 pounds in 3 weeks.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's an infant. That's two infants.
I don't know if it's true, though. So,
well, how do you know if you lost 16 pounds if you don't know if you lost 16
well,
pounds?
Well, scales. I can't right. tell. I mean, look, I still got this thing under my chin. So,
yeah, but it doesn't look as big.
I when I went to the when I here this is real content. What's JJ drinking, John Chance?
Oh, well, it's very important. I'm trying to stay healthy. I'm drinking Jack Daniels, but there is sugar zero 7-Up.
Oh, so it's healthy.
It's healthy. It's healthy. You know, I'm trying to watch my figure.
You know what I'm noticing about Bill Long checking in tonight?
He's a terrorist.
Someone, he might be doing voice to text because there is no grammatical inaccuracies. There is no spelling mistakes. I mean, this is a
His
Alabama
problems would have hit two or three buttons at one time.
Alabama and Kentucky educated guy. I mean, that's a duo, you know.
Oh, here, by the way, John, just to make sure to clarify, there it is.
You see the nice little swing it's got?
So far, this has been the show. What? Oh, this is a brilliant invention. All you got to do is it just rocks. And then if you want to, it puts you to sleep by, like, hypnosis. You just watch it rock. And yeah, it's great. John, Beef leads a very happy life. On the other hand, I do not. So there's the difference. I just told Bill Long what the hell I'm drinking, and he's being dumb shit.
He doesn't actually listen.
Hey,
to
Bill,
us.
Just remember, you're a disappointment.
JJ's shirt tonight says it's a picture of Jesus Christ with a rainbow behind it, and says disappointments, all of you.
I think that's accurate.
I'm right there in the front of the line here. Speaking of front of the line. I don't know if you heard this, Jeffy, but in an area relatively close to you, down there in the villages,
right?
There's reportedly, well, first and foremost, the villages statistically, and I don't know who's doing this statistic gathering.
Right.
Is the largest area per capita of sexually transmitted diseases in the world.
And this is an over 55 community.
55 and up, absolutely. Right. Bill Long's been there, STD yep, Central.
That's yeah.
And so now they have a whole they've evolved, if you will.
A communication system like no other.
Really? But
yes.
All right. So the story goes that they are advertising swingers, being swingers in and around the villages, a large area in Central Florida, between kind of north
on their car.
Northeast of Tampa, northwest of Orlando, kind of somewhere in the middle. On their car, they're putting loofahs.
Yes, this is graduated from the pineapple sticker that's down here to loofahs.
I don't think JJ has sold any bags to the villages.
No, but it's going to be a good idea, though. Yeah, they're putting
condoms.
Right. They're putting loofahs on their cars.
Different color.
Different colors, and it's a code. Once again, what do you learn from TikTok this week? This is what it is. If you put a white loofah on your car, you're a beginner and are interested. If there's another color, if you're, you know, kind of just started, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is on TikTok, so you can look this up, guys. If you're interested in coming to Florida and you're 55, you may want to have a hell of a good time and come to the villages. And then I guess red or black is just like, holy shit, there's satanic rituals and God knows what and who knows what. And, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So it is crazy that loofahs are the new thing for swingers, which, I mean, Publix and all those places have got to be selling out of loofahs now. Yeah, if I see loofahs at my mom's place, I'm going to be really upset.
If I see loofahs going up, because I use them. I use those little spongy things for my shower.
Do you use two loofahs when you shower?
No, just one.
What do you do for your ass?
Use the same loofah.
Really? It's kind of gross.
I wash it every time, and soap going in there. It's fine.
Oh, okay. No,
right. You don't get to look like this by using two loofahs.
By using two loofahs. Does Laura use the same loofah as you do?
She doesn't. She doesn't. No. She's got like 37 things in there to make her. That's why she's
cute. It's like, Laura, you're washing Casey's ass on your face.
Bill Long says gross.
Why is that gross? They're married.
Yeah.
You sleeping with Kimmy alone is gross.
No, Kimmy's good people. Uh-huh. Bill Long's wife is good people.
She doesn't deserve Bill. Mm-mm. I mean, no, really. Like, you know, no one deserves Bill.
She could have done so much better.
Oh, a lot better. And she did before Bill. It was amazing what she turned down. Lawyers and everything.
Right?
You know? Shit.
Speaking of lawyers and shit.
Yeah.
Former adult entertainer.
Yes.
She agrees. We love Kimmy. Former adult entertainer, Lisa Ann.
Yeah. I'm gonna bring a picture up. There you go. That's Lisa Ann.
Well, you saw her or heard her on a podcast. She's now doing like sports betting or something.
She was
like
on Barstools.
Is that what she's doing?
Yeah, she was on Barstool doing an interview, 5 questions.
And what was the question? What was going on there?
When do you diddle the bean? Yeah, when do you, you know?
And what was her answer? Do you remember?
During sports podcasts. Which means you know damn good and well she's diddling to us and our pretty faces.
We currently have 3 listeners, so Lisa Ann's on today.
Yeah, Lisa
Bill Long, John Chancy, and Lisa Ann.
Lisa, honey, listen, if you want my address, I'm here for you. I'm looking out for your needs. And every other stepson, BBC, mature guy, professional athlete, rapper. You know what I mean. You know, you deserve a commoner, you know, a regular guy. So, and I did meet her once. It was kind of
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Where was it?
Not the mall. but she's very tiny. I was kind of surprised how small she was.
Interesting.
So maybe I would be comfortable. I don't know.
You might be comfortable.
And then again, I might hear an echo. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably true too. But speaking of echoes and small, We don't have our guy this week. Locke's, you know, his big story last week, he had surgery, tragic masturbation accident. It was really, really tragic.
Ran out of lotion and just shot it all out of socket.
But we wanted to check in with him. He's not here today, so we're not able to check in with Locke's mobility. Hopefully he's not going under the knife again tonight. I don't believe he is, but, you know, you never know.
If he's going under any other knife, it's because it's in Beth's hands.
Eddie Lockett, four listeners, jackass. Now back to the regularly scheduled program.
Thanks, Eddie.
I mean, he's not wrong.
No, no.
Math, I never promised math.
Hey, we reached out to the West Coast last week. Don't deny our listeners, you know? I mean,
we did.
You know, that was a big move. We're getting, you know, continental now.
We are. Speaking of continental, YMCA basketball Knicks again. Last year, the year before, they were the blue team.
Right.
But they're moving on up. Locke's oldest is playing basketball, rec basketball down there in Pooler.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing well. They are winning games, which is weird. I don't know. I may have to find a new team. Maybe Bill's daughter's tennis team or something. I don't know. We need to root for somebody.
I think if we showed the video, I think it's great that they sponsor special needs kids.
Yeah,
that was good. That was a good video. We might need to post that on the show. And, you know, if you can give just a little bit to help these kids out, like to actually maybe run and not catch a ball with the face, it'd be just so helpful. You know, maybe they need glasses. You know, maybe they need to lose weight so they can run across the court. I don't know. Whatever they can do. Maybe they can get on Beast program of couch to 5K. You know, maybe they can get something. A job. You know, whatever.
Just sponsor somebody.
Just sponsor a kid that is not doing well.
Golfer for the special needs. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. That's all we need.
It's, you know, just come on. So
I'm trying to find the video, but poor pal.
We'll put it on the page and probably be sued for something because it's their kid or something like that. And
everyone's good.
Yeah, everyone's fine. It's not a big deal. Hey, is there a game on this weekend that we haven't talked about, or is there something going on?
No, but we did miss the Pro Bowl, and I
didn't miss it.
I was pissed last week that
was exciting. Watching guys jump off trampolines to catch a football.
How was it?
Oh, great. You know, for some reason, two flag football games and Peyton Manning actually knew the rules. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I mean, it was tremendous nap time.
Who won?
I don't know. Can anyone update us on that? Hey, four listeners, can anyone update us on who won the Pro Bowl?
Who won the Pro Bowl? Anybody?
I think there was two games. It's either 1-1 or 2-0.
Bill, you know who won.
Bill, you don't have a life. You got kids and a wife. Just tell us who won. Oh, wait. Casey has a kid and a wife. Or three boys. No wife. Yeah. Your life is over.
Whatever. Whatever
you know? Works. Yeah. So the Pro Bowl was good. I didn't watch any of it.
I saw it was on.
Yeah.
And then I also saw that the hockey hockey was on as well. I don't know if you saw the hockey all-star game.
Yeah.
I didn't see that either. So apparently it was not very well done.
I'm going to ask you a legitimate question.
Yes.
What is the Bush Clash? Is that like a beer drinking contest?
They were at Los Angeles Coliseum.
Oh yeah,
we tried to stay up for it too because my Ry loves cars, loves uh-huh. Lightning McQueen, and he knows Lightning McQueen lives out in California, or he was out in California for two of the movies, I think. Uh-huh. And so he was hoping to see Lightning McQueen. So we tried to watch it, but he fell asleep before 8 o'clock on Sundays.
A buddy of mine. Was in Vegas last weekend for business, and the MGM is getting torn down, and they're going to put a Hard Rock there, and they're going to do the Guitar Hotel that's supposedly like double the size of the one in Miami. So the volcano, the MGM is going to be gone. All that's going to be all hauled right. But however, Grand Prix is going to do a race around the strip.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, that's going to be wild, especially if it's at night. That's going to be crazy. And I'm not a big car fan, but you know, something like that would be pretty sweet to see.
Yeah, and I like I was saying, I was trying to watch the.
Yeah.
I was trying to watch that race, but.
Then I can you back up just a bit?
Yeah.
Just a tad, just because your whole face is covering the goddamn screen. There you go. Okay, now you look normal. You look like a normal size human being.
This is comfortable though.
Oh, okay, that's okay.
I understand. I mean, I'm very self-aware.
Like, hey, how you doing?
I'm very self-aware, and I do realize how close I am to the screen right now.
There goes the rails.
Man, oh man, I was trying so hard to get this video up on the screen while we were
video.
That probably didn't help.
Lisa Ann? Oh, that was a good shot.
No, because I was actually that doesn't work either. See,
you want me to get Lisa Ann video for you?
No, I was trying to add the video to our thing.
Hey, Eddie so Lockett, what's a preference of yours for Lisa Ann? How about you, Chad? I don't want to disturb Zach. He might be hurting.
I'm pretty pissed that I can't see the TV in case. That's right. 2000.
Wow. Why don't you think of an original joke like I just did, you little jackass?
He is one of those, isn't he?
He really is.
I do enjoy him being on
here. He's a follower, not a leader. You know,
he brings up a good point. Spring training baseball is on the way. We told those people early on in the show that we will be covering this, probably better than anybody, really.
No, we're gonna have up to date analysis.
We're probably about a week away.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't say next week because of Valentine's Day, so we're probably 2 weeks away.
2 weeks away. Pitchers and catchers will just be coming in, getting ready. I'll go to a couple sites, you know.
2006, my head was blocking the TVs. At Tate's Pizzeria.
What's the problem?
All of them.
How does Bill remember 2006?
He doesn't drink enough. Need to do a podcast from the Steinbrenner Stadium. Well,
no, I don't.
We're on Radio Row today. So, I mean,
yeah, we're on Radio Row here at the Super Bowl. Can't you guys tell? Look at all the Chiefs stuff I got behind me. These fans are going crazy back here.
What's that?
What?
Okay. You want to get Shannon Sharp in about 5 minutes? We'll get Shannon Sharp on here.
Did Tracy, the assistant, tell us this? Shannon Sharp?
Yeah, right. We might be getting Shannon Sharp.
We're not having his asshole partner on here, are we?
If he doesn't beat somebody up by then.
What else we got tonight? We got a lot of stuff, man. Super Bowl.
Let's talk about it. Super Bowl.
All of it. I gotta get my tailgating position right here. I'm just gonna say, I'm nervous as hell.
All right. First and foremost, who's playing?
The Kansas City Chiefs, my beloved hometown area team, against the Philadelphia Eagles, who are have 11 All Pros on their team, offensive defense.
So, the number one seed from both leagues.
Yes, first time in a long time.
Boring.
Did you see the real crazy stats about that? Like both teams have scored the same amount of points this year. Both teams have scored 546 points. Both teams are number one seed. Both teams have the number one offense in their conferences, and both teams have a Kelsey.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's the first brothers, right? It's first brothers to play each other.
And Andy's going back to his old team.
Andy Reid, that's right. That's right.
You know, and he's the first coach to ever – look at my fucking feathers. He's the first coach to win 10 games in the playoffs for two different teams. That's pretty solid. Good job, Andy. And he's getting wider and wider than you are. So that's kind of impressive, too. I mean, for a human being to take that much tolerance with calories is amazing. And I know
what you're good at.
I know this is politically incorrect. I'm surprised Ryan Lawrence hasn't said anything about my amazing war bonnet that is no longer allowed in the stadium, by the way. So I just only wore it at tailgates now. With my Chiefs Oakleys. Yeah. And I'm nervous.
You can't hide money.
Huh?
You can't hide money.
Nuh-uh. You can't hide beauty, class, and money. All this in one package. All this right here.
And Bill brings up a good point. Actually,
brings up a good point. He's a fucking idiot.
One of the most overused things, but it's a good question to pose out there to the listeners that are listening.
All right.
While Jeff gets in costume, Jalen Hurts.
This ain't a costume. This is a suit.
Is he considered Oklahoma Sooner quarterback or an Alabama quarterback?
He's considered a Big 12 Sooner quarterback, just like Patrick Mahomes. He didn't finish his career. He did not finish his career at Alabama because he didn't need a special education degree. So he is a Sooner.
That's good points.
What's
good
your points. Thoughts?
What's I don't really have. He went to the national championship with Alabama.
He got pulled for Tua.
He lost to Clemson in 16. Then 17, they got pulled for Tua. And Tua beat Georgia.
There you go.
Or was it 18? 18.
Where did he finish his career?
18 was LSU. Or no, 18 was Alabama. Who was that? That was Tua. He finished his career at Oklahoma and won the Heisman, did he not?
Yeah. So he's a Sooner.
So I think it's a good toss-up. I think they can both claim them. But I don't like this. Here I go.
Like all right. Debate. This is what I'm waiting for. Let's go.
I don't like this debate because, honestly, who the fuck cares?
Well, there's some people that do because I'll tell you why. All right. Joe Montana is one of the greatest Kansas City Chiefs of all time. I don't know what he did before. I have no idea. But he is one of the most amazing Kansas City Chiefs of all time.
Is that like Tom?
That matters. That's all
Tom
about.
Brady. It's like Tom Brady. I don't remember what he did before he was.
Tom Brady was a Patriot.
Buccaneer.
And Tom Brady was a Patriot, and that's all he'll ever be.
No, I don't remember him before a Buccaneer.
Why are you sucking ass the Tampa people?
He played for the Patriots. I don't remember. I'm a Dolphin fan, so I don't remember that.
That's right. That's why you got to put him down as a Patriot. Your horrible memories of that little piece of shit with the. I'm going to be a big Jags guy this year.
I got a Jags hat. I got a Jags shirt and a Bucks hat on, and I'm
You're
missing the
Florida
team that I
tonight,
actually
man.
Root for. But I'm missing the team that I actually root for. Or was. Yes, as Eddie Lockett said, Joe Montana was an assistant.
You QB. Are a Dallas Cowboy fan. You have no right to say Joe Montana is assistant quarterback with Troy fucking Aikman. And you know what? I tell you what. You know what Joe Montana didn't have that Aikman did? He didn't have the plays called in his ear by Jimmy.
They all have their plays called in their ear now.
Right? They all do. Like Tom. Everyone thinks, oh, he's the GOAT. No. His coaches were calling in the plays because he was a fucking retard. What'd I say?
I don't know. What'd you say? So, Chiefs and Eagles are playing. Who you got?
Eagles by 9. I love them. I love my Chiefs, but I want to give the listeners, all four of them, the truth. What people are forgetting is Philadelphia had one of the top defenses of all time this year. That should be enough. I mean, look at all the top defenses we have watched through the years. Baltimore's, the Bears, even some Dolphins teams. Philadelphia Eagles this year are in that ranking. And they're not going to stop the Chiefs. They're going to slow them down. They're going to contain them. What's that got to do with system quarterback?
Eddie Lockett said, yes, I do. Bill Walsh installed the West Coast offense and drafted Joe Montana to run it. True story. How about if Joe Gibbs had installed the West Coast offense for the Redskins?
And
could he have installed the West Coast offense, or would it be the East Coast offense? I mean, would we have the East Coast, West Coast bias if it was Joe Gibbs that did it instead of Bill Walsh? I mean, I'm just asking the questions right. That need to be asked, Jeffrey.
You are doing your investigative diligence on football and your expertise, and people aren't giving you enough credit for being.
I mean, would Biggie still be alive?
Would what?
Would Biggie still be alive if Joe Gibbs invented the East Coast offense instead of the Smash Mouth offense?
What about the Atlanta offense? What about the Atlanta offense? What about the Southern offense?
Would it be the it would be the Southern offense?
Would it be the Sherman offense? Oh, wait a minute.
Bill Long brings up a great point. He says, "You mean the Commanders?" No.
No, I mean the Washington Redskins.
When Joe Gibbs was there, it was the Commanders. They weren't the Commies. They weren't the Commies yet.
They weren't the Commies. They weren't the Washington football team. They were the Redskins.
I wish they left it the football team.
Huh?
I wish they left it the football team.
I kind of like the football team. I love way better than Commanders. Way better than Commanders.
Yeah.
That just absolutely, utterly sucks. Now, granted, Washington football team sounds like soccer, but, you know.
It does, but it's the team.
It is the team. It is the Washington team.
The Washington football team. And speaking of which, go ahead.
No, because you mentioned them. You mentioned Washington. One of the most underrated, now, like you said, I have never been a Washington Commanders, Redskins, the team fan, because God damn it, there's family issues there. Anyway, Joe Gibbs is one of the, it should be in the top three best coaches of all time.
Is that true?
I think that's an opinion. It's an opinion because Joe Gibbs went to 4 Super Bowls. Okay.
And in NASCAR.
And he won 3 Super Bowls with 3 different quarterbacks and 3 different offensive schemes.
I think he runs the Toyotas in NASCAR.
And he runs the Toyota. He runs his Japanese cars, which, you know, they ain't got no power.
Was that Tony Stewart? Wasn't he Tony Stewart before Tony Stewart went to Tony Stewart Racing?
And when Tony Stewart ran over a pedestrian?
Allegedly. Speaking of running over
pedestrians. No, there's no allegedly. He just plowed that guy over.
Speaking of hitting pedestrians, we'll talk Jim Boeheim later on. Go ahead.
No, keep continued. I'm just saying about Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs was very underrated. He gets no credit for being as good as a coach he was and having the players that he had. He was like a college coach. He worked with the players he had to make the situation work.
I still have nightmares about John Riggins. All you youngsters out there, he looked up like Eddie. He looked
I'm,
up.
Look I'm going to tell John you right Riggins. Now, if you go to Northern Virginia, there's a lot of 30 and 40-year-old people that look exactly like John Riggins because he impregnated half that population.
Atta boy,
Riggo.
Speaking of impregnating half of a population, did you hear what's coming back this year? I'm so excited. We're going to have a team.
Tailgating. I love
We're going to bet on them. I'm pumped.
What?
Arena Football League.
The what league?
Arena Football League.
Oh, God. I'm going to give you all advice. Always bet on the under.
Eddie Lockett checks in for the first time tonight. Says two of his Super Bowls were during strike seasons. But, yes, he's one of the greatest coaches and NASCAR owners ever.
Hey, Eddie.
Was I right with the Toyotas, Eddie?
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, did he coach the teams? Yes. Yes.
Listen to what I said.
I hated the Redskins. Sure. Hated them.
Bill, who's your favorite USFL team? And if you say Memphis, I'm coming through the screen and going to strangle you.
What? Memphis?
Yes and yes. Awesome. I don't remember the questions I asked you. So, the Arena Football League. My question.
Yeah.
Birmingham. All right. You can have that one.
Who's Birmingham's USFL team?
The Stallions.
Oh, that's right. They were the Stallions. Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking Memphis Showboats. I knew that one.
So,
because Reggie White
coming back, and you're my feet on the street in Tampa when we're not here at Radio Row in Phoenix,
right?
But is the Storm? Is the Tampa Bay Storm going to come back? Have you heard anything on sports talk radio locally? Did Steve Dumig buy a team and want to bring it back?
No, I didn't want to say anything. We're trying to keep it hush hush, but we're in negotiations right now to be the owners of the Tampa Bay Arena football team. Do podcasts from the game. We are definitely going to be the supervisors for the cheerleaders. And we're going to bring passion and glory and fame and celebrity to the Tampa Bay Arena football team.
Can't wait.
Love it? You love it?
Love it. Love it.
Love it. What do you think? You in
right
this?
Here. I'm on. Let's go. I'll give you $1.50.
You might have to scoot up, though. I mean, because we're not going to be able to afford only so much. You know?
Bill Long brings up a good point.
What?
He says the Birmingham Barons or Mustangs or Stallions or whatever they are won last year.
Weren't they the Vulcans? No. Wait,
and the good point is what? You may be the only person that watched that game.
They did not. Birmingham did not win last year, did they?
The USFL? I have no idea. I thought Philadelphia. Didn't Philadelphia win? Did they have
Hey, Eddie, this is the most NASCAR we've ever talked ever. Stop
Eddie
it.
Lockett Stop checks it. In for the first time tonight. Gibbs started with Chevrolet, then went to Toyota in 2006. Tony Stewart left after 2006 to own his own Chevrolet teams because he said, I don't want that Toyota in underneath my feet. Now Stewart has four Fords on the track. Try to say that 10 times fast. Four Fords.
You
can't do it.
Your tongue's fat. Four Fords.
That's true. That's true.
Hey, let me ask you this. All right. During the week before the Natty, and you're with Clemson, you know, you love your boys. How nervous do you get?
The truth. That's a good question. The week before? Not really.
I mean, the week of the game is what I'm going
to
try to say.
Maybe night of, you're nervous. You just don't want to get blown out. That's probably where it's probably better for me right now is you just don't want to get embarrassed.
Right.
I don't want to leave the game and have all these jerk-offs yelling at me.
Yeah, because you remember what my last Super Bowl was like. I still have a nervous tick about it because, you know, Tom Brady and, you know, Yeah, you know, when Tampa fan said, I literally had a man, all right, sorry to be a sexist. I actually had a man who claims he watched football, but the only time he watched football when there was a big party and he was just partying, said, well, an offensive line isn't that important.
That's a hot take. That's a hot take.
That's a quote. It's like, well, and what can you say? I mean, because it's like, no, that's not necessarily true. And then we got our ass kicked by 30. Deservedly so. However, when an offensive line isn't important to a football game, I think, you know, because no one's ever talked about the battle between the trenches, ever.
Never.
No one ever talked about that. I think I just made that line up tonight. You know?
Yeah, winning championships doesn't start in the trenches at all.
Right. And I don't want to mention any names, Marshall. Anyway.
Speaking of.
What?
Speaking of Super Bowls,
okay.
Here's a question I'll pose, especially because we have some friends in the chat tonight. We got Bill, we got Eddie, we got John Chance.
We got Yarber, we got Locks.
Who are you taking? If you can only take one person,
and we're talking about the Super Bowl, or are we talking about the Natty
to the Super Bowl?
I gotta admit, now if I want to have fun, and I want to have a good time. And I don't want any wives bitching at husbands. I got to say, you. I got to say, Locks, because you all have never experienced the Chiefs. Now, I'm assuming four tickets. Okay?
Oh,
all right. I'm just going to assume four tickets because, you know, we're looking at about 25 Gs right there.
Yeah, because we got to get suites, right?
Right. We got to load up. No, the average ticket right now for this year is six grand or 6,500. And I'm taking Uncle Dan. I'm taking Dan Justin. And we would have a blast. If it's a good time. That's a good time. Notre Dame, complete different story. For the Natty. Because I'd probably just go alone by myself and just cry and watch him get wiped out again.
Yeah, I saw somebody on Twitter the other day that had this whole cockamamie thing about a 12-team playoff in 2024. They were going to beat USC. They were going to beat Michigan. They were going to beat Alabama.
Oh, are you kidding? Notre Dame just lost the offensive coordinator and are looking at Brian Leftwich.
Byron Leftwich, yeah, that's a good. Yeah. That would be a good one. You can't beat Marshall. You might as well hire the former.
You might as well. He can't score anything in three quarters of a game. Yeah. All right. So your Super Bowl, your team, four tickets.
Good times just follow you,
huh?
And that's the no-brainer. Good times just follow you.
I don't know what the hell happens, but it does.
It usually does. Who else am I taking? Yarber. Yarber.
Yeah. Yarber's a good time.
Plus, I owe Yarber like my life. So
you're gonna eat well too.
You're gonna eat well and you're gonna be staying on point, right? So like from point A to point B, you and I can go off on the beaten track. Like it's kind of like this show. We can go off the rails very easily. At least when you have Yarber, you have point A, point B, point C. You may have a spreadsheet.
Right. He'll keep you on the rails.
He'll keep us going straight. He'll get embarrassed late night.
And that's what I love and hate about Yarber. He keeps you on the rails.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And I think, I would probably say, I'm not saying Locks because he leaves people. He just get up and leaves. I like to hang out with my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's the fourth one? I don't know.
He will smoke two packs of heaters just to control his anxiety.
Back in the day, he did. He's been quit for a while now. So
yeah, I know. Game day, you know, anything can happen. Game day.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And I like our Daytona 500, Chris. So I'm going to bring Lockett and Brian Jackson just for the shenanigans because I want to see Eddie vomit again.
Let me tell you.
Speaking of Eddie,
and I want to see Brian Jackson in a strip joint. Wait a minute.
I didn't even see this, actually. I'll be honest. That's perfectly honest. Thanks, Marty. Eddie Lockett checks in for the first time tonight. He says, I'm taking Brian Jackson and you two because the 2015 Daytona 500 weekend was flipping awesome. It was fun.
Hey, Eddie, do we have a good time that weekend? Tell the truth.
We put him to bed. Put Eddie to bed. And he thought he was in the wrong camper. At least we then figured out that, who was getting the bed.
Grandma, too, was just sweet as could be. Grandma. Eddie's, I don't remember.
Eddie Lockett checks in for the first time tonight. He says, I don't remember.
That was a fantastic, really badly hungover weekend. So that was fantastic. So, hey, by the way, why'd you call this thing therapy?
I just figured it's your therapy.
You know? I do need it. Every time. You guys make me smile and laugh because the rest of the week I'm just like, I'm going to kill somebody.
And then there was a guy with a British accent, friend of the show, Jamie Battersby. And then
that's right.
He came late and he came after.
Yeah, after and fucking Eddie, freeloaded off us.
After Eddie had a couple cocktails. And I remember Eddie waking up screaming, where'd the brick come from? That was a good time. I don't know if you can replicate that weekend. I mean, it started off awesome because we get there in the camper. Remember I bought those little Bud Lights or somebody bought little Bud Lights?
Yeah, you bought the wrong damn size. I mean, those are gone.
And then then we get there and we Uber like a Toyota Prius with four of us that are not, I'll say, plus size models, not necessarily the smallest dudes in the world. It didn't matter.
It was you, me, and Lockett in the back. And
I was in front. Jackson was in the back with you.
We're all topping out 220, or not topping out. We were starting at 220 and going up. And that damn Prius, I swear to God, it needed new shocks after we were in that son of a bitch.
I have no idea what happened to that shirt. I wish I did. Because I threw it up on the thing for Brian to take off my hands and never saw it again.
That was a fantastic, I really don't remember what the hell happened weekend.
Eddie Lockett checks in and says, I was scared to death when I woke up and heard a British accent. I was like, I'm on the wrong camper.
More nervous when you were spooning with them.
You were probably like, I'm in the wrong continent. How the heck did I get to England?
Thank God for that Air Force base in Daytona. That was fantastic.
So that's a good segue into our
Brian and I almost got food poisoning eating a 4 a.m. gas station sandwich or whatever.
Greasy spoons. It was good times. It was good times. No doubt about it.
Great times.
Which leads me to we paid price. So that's the story about the Daytona 500. It was my first ever NASCAR race. It's still the only
first and last. Yeah, me too.
That I've been to. I wore a Dick Trickle shirt on the front as a joke.
It was so great.
People were coming up to me like, man, I missed 50 car. And I'm like, no, this is a joke.
Dick.
But no one saw it as a joke.
Dick Trickle t-shirt was the best. And I was thinking the exact same thing. And then when you beat me to the punch, which I all respect, that was your shirt. I was like, nope.
Well, us children of the 90s, you know, that are watching SportsCenter, Keith Olbermann, and before he went off on his thing.
And guess who came in 24th?
And you know who? 16.
That's right.
Kim wants to know, all right, stop this presses, stop the show. We're going to pay attention to this one.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Kim. A very
Kim
good
wants
woman.
To know what you used to get at the 7-Eleven on the island.
Oh, that's a great story.
What's a great story? I don't know anything
about
this. You're
about 7-Eleven. You own stock in that.
7-Eleven, I think, I'm hoping she's talking about ice cream.
That's exactly what she's talking about.
Because after a night of drinking on Davis Island.
And when cargo shorts were popular.
I'm not sure they were popular. I'm not sure they were in style ever. But, you know, I wore them like it was my job. Yeah. So I'd go into 7-Eleven and I'd load up on food.
Right.
And then I put two pints of Ben and Jerry's in those bottom
one in
pockets
each pocket.
Of the cargo.
Right, right.
And I'd go up to the counter and I would pay for my food. Still ended up being like $30 for like whatever I was
four
getting.
Hot dogs, a pizza.
But God,
five
forbid,
Gatorades.
God forbid I was paying for that ice cream.
And a 12-pack of Bud Light.
After about a year of doing this, I hope the statute of limitations is done by now. I walked up to the counter, and the lady behind the counter, she's wonderful. She was wonderful. I can't think of her name.
And Jamaican. You got to apply the accent.
So yep. So she said, and so we saw her every Friday or Saturday night whenever we were going in there. She would say, Casey, you can't steal the ice cream all the time. You've got to pay for it every once in a while.
And you were like, challenge accepted. Because you never fucking paid for ice cream. Ever.
I never really got the chili cheese dog. I love chili cheese dogs, but I never really got them from 7-Eleven. And by never really got them, I'm not sure I ever got them. I did once do the Doritos thing, where you buy a bag of Doritos, you open it up, and you do the squirt chili and the cheese. I did do that before.
See, Drunk Jeff was much smarter back in the day, where I would get the two chili cheese dogs, and then I'd get the two 7-Eleven burritos. But I'd eat the chili cheese dogs, and then I save the 7-Eleven burritos for later on.
Right, and one of our neighbors came over to my apartment when I was sick one night or one weekend, mm-hmm. knocking, and I was about to go to bed, and she had one of your burritos, and she said, I need to use your microwave. Jeffy needs his burritos.
Said, and what was your comment?
You could take those burritos and shove them up his ass. I'm going to
you
bed.
You have no concern about my well-being. What a dick.
What I want to know, and the question that I've been holding in for 15 years is, what the hell was in your microwave that we couldn't put your burrito in your microwave?
I have yet to still figure out that mystery. I don't know what my microwave worked fine.
And why was I so angry? I just wanted to go to bed, I guess.
Well, you weren't sick. You were drunk, and you just wanted to go to bed. You were sick of living that night.
Details. Good times.
It was good times. It was a great time.
Speaking of good times, what's the max? You said $6,500 for Super Bowl tickets this year.
That's not the max. That's the current
just get in price.
Yeah, just get in price.
What's the max you would pay for a Super Bowl ticket for your favorite team? or, in my case, a national championship ticket.
Money's no object, right? Well, I don't want to say money's no object. Let's say we're making decent money. Not crazy money, but decent money. I regret not getting the Super Bowl ticket to Miami for $5,000 at lower level. I'll always regret that. The Chiefs 49ers Super Bowl. I should have did it. I didn't. Super Bowl tickets are going to be way more than that as we go on. If I could pop it, I'd probably say $7,000. Okay. Notre Dame, probably $5,000. If they have a chance to win it, like Bill said earlier, if it's against Bama, no, I'm not going to pay $5,000. I'll sit at home and suffer. But if I think they have a good shot or a fair shot, I would pay $5,000.
So I went to 2014. I went to the semifinals. I went to the Rose Bowl, which was mm-hmm. Florida State mm-hmm. and Oregon. This is just – this story has meaning.
Venue.
I paid $75 a ticket for – the face value was $150. I bought three tickets because I knew the PA announcer for the national championship. He didn't do the Rose Bowl. He did the Sugar Bowl or whatever that year.
You're an asshole.
Someone beat – Ohio State beat Alabama in this other semi. He did that game. He's actually the in-house PA announcer for the Buccaneers. So he got me three tickets for 70 – half price, so $75 a piece. Then I went to the 2016 national champion. I went to the 2016 Orange Bowl.
Paid yeah, we did. You and I both did.
$450, right, was that ticket,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, $450.
Then we went to – a group of us went out to Phoenix, and that was $750, I believe, for that ticket.
All right.
And then Tampa, God rest his soul – Mr. Yarber, Chad's dad, bought those tickets for the three of us. So I do know what Rai Rai paid for those tickets that he scalped that day, and it was
right
around, I don't know exactly, but yeah. It was around like $1,500. I would have done that day.
I know the Valentine's.
I don't know if I would have done $2,500.
I understand. I know the Valentine's for the national championship, Clemson, Alabama here. Treated me like gold for that ticket. And I still tell people to this day, it was the best live football game I've ever seen.
I agree.
I never heard a crowd so many times go, ooh, or ah, or, you know, from a hit. I mean, those kids grew up that day. And that was the most incredible football game I ever saw live. Without a doubt. Chiefs, yeah, Notre Dame. I would have paid more for to knowing the results. I mean, regardless of who won, to see that game and the results were unbelievable.
So, it was a good one. But $2,500, I'd say. And for the Super Bowl, you couldn't pay me to go.
No, you're just not a pro guy. Which,
not a pro guy. You give me a ticket, I'll go.
Which always amazed me because of where you grew up.
Well, yeah. And
but you are – okay, like where I
because of the team, because of the team that I chose, maybe
– Yeah.
As a youngster.
Yeah.
Maybe that had something to do with it. But I'll be honest, in college, when Clemson – and when I was in college, Clemson lost a lot.
No, lost a lot.
And the Dolphins lost on consecutive days. Like, I was inconsolable. Yeah. I didn't want to go to class – that was my excuse anyway. I just like didn't want
to. Besides the hangover,
I didn't want to deal with people. I remember like probably the last game that I was so invested in was the game that the Jets blew like a huge lead, and Marino fake pumped and threw the touchdown.
Great move.
Like that was the last game that I can honestly remember that I was like up against it. But anyway,
hey, one last thing before we go.
And I want to know about the 20 bean burritos.
All right, 20 bean burritos. Let's do this real quick. Quick story. A good friend of mine has a cook-off or a cookout in his backyard, fire pit, all that stuff. Every month has a theme. And this month's theme was the letter B. I don't know why. He just came up with it. So me being creative as I am, and I didn't feel like cooking that day because I was hungover, I got bourbon and 20 bean burritos from Taco Bell. And them some bitches were gone.
Which one did you go to? The South Del Mabry Taco Bell?
No, yeah, the better one. Absolutely. I wouldn't go on Kennedy.
No.
Yeah, even though their house is closer to Kennedy, huh?
Did you call in? Did you call it in? And like
get this. I did not call in, but I did go in. No drive-through.
All right.
And they had it made in 15 minutes. Now, I went to the register, paid for the bean burritos. I saw the manager give the ticket to the back, and I heard, what motherfucker ordered 15 or 20 bean burritos? So, and I had two bottles of bourbon for the party. Of course, I had
right,
one. And then everyone else had another. And it was a good time. It was a good time. So that was 20 bean burritos.
All right. Well, what was the last thing that you wanted to say before we get out of here?
You brought this up last week, and I think it's very important because okay. I think it's false advertisement.
Sure.
Because I looked it up and did some investigative reporting. The Learning Channel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We need to discuss
what
this.
The fuck is on the Learning Channel now? Because you're not learning.
What?
You're not learning. You got MILF Manor. You brought
so
that out
you.
Last week. That was fantastic.
Did you watch?
Not yet. I'm trying to get the whole series. I don't want to, you know, it's kind of like.
Yeah, you got to start at episode one.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't want to ruin this, you know.
All right.
Then there's, because I made a list.
This is good research right here.
It is. Sex sent me to the ER.
Is that a show?
That's a show.
God bless them.
What are you learning in that? Not to stick a gerbil or a light bulb up your ass?
You probably, yeah. I don't know. I'll let you know.
Don't hook my nipples up to a car battery? I mean, what the fuck?
Things that are in Texas and Florida, according to the governor.
Hey, you know, hey.
What else is on TLC?
You do not knock the public education system that our current defuter is doing. Sister Wives. I have no idea what that is.
Good show.
You watch that shit, really?
Oh,
what is it about?
I have no idea.
You watch it, you have no idea what this is about?
I don't watch it. I watched MILF Manor, but I didn't watch anything else on this.
Okay.
Well, when you sent this to me, I thought this was our rundown tonight. And I was like, I don't know what this is. Sex sent me to the ER. What the hell did happen to
Jeff? I told you what it was.
Well, it took me a second.
All right. My 600-pound life.
Man, oh, man.
Okay, here, you want me to end the show real quick? Hey, you fat fuck, get a Peloton.
You're going to have to do better than that one.
All right.
Keep going.
90-day fiancé. That's just desperate. I mean, if you can't hold on, you're just getting the fuck over yourself.
Keep going.
What's Extreme Sisters?
I thought it was Girls Gone Wild, TLC.
I don't know. Little People, Big World. Now, I'd probably watch this. Nothing thrills me more or makes me laugh than midgets. There's no sexual thing about them. It's just picking on midgets is a wonderful thing.
Chad Yarbrough says,
"Yeah,
just rolled
hey,
in.
Chad, you got a compliment at the show tonight, Chad. You just got to watch the show. All right. Little People. You mean midgets in the big world. That should be the name of the show. Midgets in the big world. Now, this one pisses me off. Unexpected teen parents. Yeah, let's glorify teen pregnancy.
It's on the Learning Channel.
Daddy, I just want to be a knocked up teen while I'm going to high school, making my life more fucking difficult. We're a pro-life family, baby. You can have as many as you want to while you're in high school living in a trailer.
I think there's more.
Long Island Medium.
Why couldn't it be? Because
she's from Long Island, so you know what that is? Scam. Gypsy Sisters. You played pickleball. God, Yarber, you are so fucking old.